This is TWiT.
In one case, it took a two-person team just 1 hour to gain initial access to a weapon system and 1 day to gain full control of the system they were testing. Some programs fared better than others. For example, one assessment found that the weapon system satisfactorily prevented unauthorized access by remote users, but not insiders or nearsiders. Once they gained initial access, test teams were often able to move throughout a system, escalating their privileges until they had taken full or partial control of a system. In one case, the test team took control of the operator's terminals. They could see in real time what the operators were seeing on their screens and could manipulate the system. They were able to disrupt the system and observe how the operators responded. Another test team reported that they caused, get this, Leo, a pop-up message to appear on users' terminals instructing them to insert two quarters to continue operating.
Game over, man.
Test reports indicated that test teams use simple tools and techniques to disrupt or access and take control of weapon systems.
This is
terrifying. Example, in some cases, simply scanning a system caused parts of the system to shut down. One test had to be stopped due to safety concerns after the test team scanned the system. Yes, in other words, as horribly insecure as our plastic blue box Soho routers are, they are arguably more robust than major U.S. Department of Defense weapons systems. Our tax dollars hard at work. Then finally, I'll just finish with another quote from this report. Program offices were aware of some of the weapon system vulnerabilities that test teams exploited because they had been identified in previous cybersecurity assessments. For example, one test report indicated that only 1 of 20 known cyber vulnerabilities identified by a previous assessment had been corrected. The test team exploited the same vulnerabilities to gain control of the system. When asked why vulnerabilities had not been addressed, program officials said they had identified a solution, but for some reason, it had not been implemented.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what do you know? They attributed it to contractor error. That's right. Point your finger.
Big iceberg. We only... it's a big iceberg.
Another test report indicated that the test team exploited 10 vulnerabilities that had been identified in previous assessments. In other words, yes, we have problems and we knew it and we've identified a solution, but for some reason, it hasn't been implemented. Wow.
Well, at least this report exists. I mean, I hope they listen to it and do something about it.
I hope they turn the temperature up.
Yeah.
Yep.